Hey, it's time for a Morning Hog Brew Review. Morning Hog Happy Hour starts right now. I am Riggs. That is Josh from SR Parrot.
Yeah.
Back in the house, baby.
I'm clapping for myself. Kind of weird.
Wait, Josh. Hold on a second. There is some dude sitting right next to you that I recognize. Tell everybody who we brought in the house.
We got Steve Morgan from Head South and Alcatraz Brewing.
Steve Morgan!
Thank you.
Hey, Steve. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you.
It's been a minute since you've been
champion.
In here, buddy.
Returning champion.
Yeah? Yeah, you are the returning champion.
Yeah, for real.
Literally are the returning champion. And I thought about you recently because I was drinking some of your beer during a Georgia Bulldog huge win. Last weekend or a couple weekends ago.
Good for your Bulldogs.
And I feel like this is the trend. So now it's only Alcatraz beer on game day for me.
Good.
That's it.
And we can talk about places you can pick that up or find it too.
Yeah, I hear you're going on tour and I want to know about this. But Josh, you were kind enough to bring us some of Steve's beer today.
Steve brought it this time, buddy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
So Steve was kind enough.
We know that it's cold.
Okay,
that's good. Exactly.
That's good.
Exactly.
It's always in good condition, but we know for sure that it's cold today.
Well, if people don't know, and you can find Alcatraz in a lot of places now. I like it. It's just growing. It's just morphing out, isn't it?
And Head South.
So
Head South.
Yeah. Two different brands here.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll let Steve kind of explain what's going on with that while I pour us our first one.
So Alcatraz, which many of you are familiar
napkins.
With already.
We got a spill on aisle two. It's all right. It happens. That's the beauty of beers.
I got too excited.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's a storyline there, but we'll put that one aside. Yeah.
Steve was doing jumping jacks outside earlier. I saw him. He's getting warmed up for the show.
So Head South is a new brand from Alcatraz Brewing. Obviously, it's meant to indicate that it's a local brand, so Head South, as in, you know, at Head South. There's two beers in the brand. There's a Head South 66 Hazy IPA, which we're going to start with, and then there's a Head South 69 West Coast Style IPA.
Okay.
So the numbers in the name indicate the alcohol of the beer and also the IBUs.
Okay.
So it's meant to telegraph to somebody, it's 6.6% alcohol, 66 IBUs.
Right.
And Head South as a brand is a fairly zen-like... You're going to get into this, Riggs.
I'm already into this.
I'm going to get a little zen-like out.
I like it.
Head South will only be IPAs, and every beer will have a number, and the number will always correspond to the percent alcohol and the IBUs.
Perfect. You're doing the thinking for people. When you're having beer, you shouldn't have to think. Steve's helping you out. You're welcome. Okay, so this is... Head South
66 Hazy
66.
IPA. So the 66 in the name is a triple entendre. It references 6.6% alcohol, 66 IBUs.
All right.
And it's also, you know what? This would be a great little interlude at some point. Depeche Mode, Route 66, the extended version.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hold on a second. Tying it in.
Somebody break out the keyboards.
So anyway, here we go. So, but what I think is most unique about this beer, so the predominant hop is Citra, so you get a juicy characteristic to it.
Very.
But it's got a really clean finish.
Yes.
You get to that back end, and you wait for that like IPA kick to come, that bite that some people don't like.
It's not there.
And it just finishes almost like you're drinking a German lager.
You know, and we've seen some hazies where you couldn't see in the other side of the glass, but you can see through this one a little bit. If you want to wave to somebody through it, say, you can see me in there, right?
Yeah, I don't believe in the milkshake beer. It's really weird. There are hazies out there that literally, like, you can't see anything. And they're full of yeast. They're full of oatmeal or oat flakes. This is a balanced hazy IPA.
Right. Yes, that's a good point, Josh. There's nothing hidden.
Yeah, for real.
Right.
That's a fantastic beer. Nice backbone on that, too. I really like the way the finish on it. It's fantastic. Easy drinking.
Easy drinking.
The Head South brews, I've seen them a lot of places.
Yep.
Where are some places we can track them
down? So number one, there's a lot of places, but certainly the Total Wine is for my brand, that's the juggernaut. You'll find it in certain ABCs, Palm Coast, Ormond Beach. You'll find it at some independents as well, and then you'll find it on draft at a lot of different places. As you know, a lot of people rotate their tap handles these days, so you'll find it in places like the Brown Dog or other accounts, but then you may be rotated back out again later on. You'll find it at Grand Haven Golf Club and Grand Haven Village Center Cafe. So there's a number of places.
There's always a great source for that, too.
Oh, you're talking about srprot.com/beerfinder.
That would be the one.
Really, you can just find it. Let that do it.
And while we're doing our plugs, in any time, Facebook or Instagram, alcatraz.beer, headsouth.beer.
Alcatraz.beer.
You can follow us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram.
God, I want to get a dot beer.
Riggs.beer.
Riggs.beer. I mean, look at it if it's available.
You know what? It actually had just become available when I was doing the websites, and I'm like, I'd much rather be a dot beer than a dot com.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, why not?
Yeah. Josh, will you dot us another beer real quick?
I can do that.
Thirsty.
Yeah, I got it.
All right, let's see if I can open this one a little cleaner. Yeah, get ready. Get ready for the edit. Oh, no, we're fine. We're totally good on this one. All right.
So this is the Head South 69. The first thing you're going to notice is more similarity than difference between the two beers. So the 69 is 6.9% alcohol, 69 IBUs.
All right.
It's a contemporary West Coast style IPA. So the predominant hop in this beer is Simcoe. So you're going to get a nice dank nose.
Oh.
Do you want to explain dank?
I'll let Josh explain dank.
So we've used that word quite a few times, and actually there's a lot of breweries nowadays that actually use it as part of the name of their brand. When you say dank, you're kind of referring to marijuana, typically.
Right. Yeah. Sure.
But the hop
like
family
a good fresh
marijuana
bag
is,
of Sensimillion, basically.
Right. Yeah. Right. It's very close in the chart of whatever that plant is called.
Yeah.
Well, so wet plants is the most closely related plant to hops.
There you go.
And so it's not unusual for a hop to have that aromatic, but Simcoe in particular is known for having it in a big way, which is why I wanted that. So what's interesting about these two beers is they're made the same way, except for the first one was not filtered and the second one is.
Okay.
They're very similar alcohol, very similar IBUs, and yet they taste different because I'm using Citra in the first one, I'm using Simcoe in the second one. So you get that dank one here, in the other beer you got a little bit more of a juicy characteristic.
I love drinking these side by side too, so you can taste the direct comparison.
Very much.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, they are very different in that way. And
they're from the same family, but this is back to that whole Zen-like thing.
I had this on tap, right? Where did I have it? Well, I was telling you. Cork and Pine. Yes.
Out there in Palm Coast.
I sent Josh a text of me celebrating the Georgia Bulldog win, and I was like, holding. I'm glad we defined where I was because I can't really remember. So, again, this beer as well, same spot. You can find it. Total Wines. Get your ABCs.
A lot of different draft accounts. You've already mentioned a couple of them. Also, again, Grand Haven has it as well, so there's a number of places out here that you can find this beer on draft.
Yeah, and the cool thing about these, you know, they're 4-pack 16-ounce cans, so you're getting a full pint.
Right.
You know, I love full pints.
Yeah, me too.
Who doesn't?
And you're going to want, when you get through 12 ounces, you're going to be like, oh, I wish I, and then you have more. That's the beauty of it, right?
So the other thing I wanted to say today.
Let's do this.
This is a nice little transition as we head into the Alcatraz beers.
I love it.
Is statewide.
Okay.
With an emphasis on the S. Statewide. not just statewide, but statewide.
Okay. Florida.
So we're going statewide.
Right.
I'm going on tour.
Okay.
Riggs, I'm going on tour.
Really?
And you actually, because you're a tour industry professional.
Sure I am.
Maybe you could help me out with this.
Yeah.
So actually, if you do go back to plug the Facebook and the Instagram again, alcatraz.beer, headsouth.beer, Facebook and Instagram, you'll find all the dates through December 23rd. So, of course, the emphasis will always be on Volusia and Flagler County.
Okay.
So you'll find a lot of dates in Daytona, in Palm Coast, and the surrounding area.
I like it.
But we're also going to be getting out to places like St. Augustine and Jacksonville.
Really?
We're getting out to places like, of course, Orlando. We'll be getting down to southern Florida, places like Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
Oh.
So those dates will all be up there. And the first week in December, we'll have dates for January and February. So I'm going to be on the
really?
Road. Yeah, so I'm going to be on the road. So please come out and see me.
Jeez, look out. So you're just like, were you loading up like a van, a couple of changes of underwear, some Alcatraz t-shirts, and you're just...
The most important thing, what takes the most space, is all the coolers.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great point.
So like, it's different than most tours. Well, it's similar because you would have like all the sound equipment, right? That was what take up all the space.
Right.
Yeah, fair
enough. You got the speakers, the guitars, all this stuff. I've just got coolers and cold beer.
That's not bad. That's a good cumbersome thing. I want to find out what's in your tour rider. We'll get to that coming up after the break. The Morning Hog Brew Review on 95.7 The Hog.